This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Toby Thompson, an author and teacher of nonfiction in the creative writing program at Penn State.
Thompson scrutinizes his feelings of elation at being rejected for duty in the Vietnam War, and later, deep grief upon visiting the wall. He writes,
"The draft haunted me during the Vietnam War, and for us college kids standing naked that morning, awaiting our pre-induction physicals, it was a vulnerable moment. We'd boarded an Army bus for the ride to a nearby fort, where medics and physicians waited to decide our fitness for duty. A few boys were gung-ho, but our majority hung our heads in resignation or prayer, hoped for a 1Y or 4F status. Either meant you wouldn't have to serve. In the assembly hall, we stood 10 deep and 10 across. We'd been prodded and pricked, had our eyes, ears, and fluids tested, and awaited judgment. The war was young, and deferments for abnormalities were being granted. I'd been scoffed at by a sergeant when I'd presented documentation of a kidney irregularity. 'Albumin in the urine,' he said, laughing, and tossed my letter in the trash. A white-coated surgeon moved through our ranks. I heard him stop and felt him touch, then count my ribs. As an art history minor, I thought, 'His finger feels like God's reaching for atoms on the Sistine ceiling.' The doctor scribbled something, then moved along. At our dismissal, I learned I'd been rejected, with a 1Y, for cavus foot or high arches. Our driver stopped at a liquor store outside the gate. 'You rejectees are buying beer for the 1As on this trip.' Eagerly, we complied. Passing around cans, I was ecstatic at this parole from eternity. Yet, I remembered my World War II dad's admonition that if turned down, I'd always be one of those who didn't serve. The 1As beamed, but as the miles unfurled, their grins hardened into thousand-yard stares, characteristic of combat vets, well captured on the faces of statues sculpted at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Decades later, from curiosity or guilt, I negotiated the black V of that wall. The slope of its walk, I thought, a descent into a mass grave. A man near the tree line blew taps on a harmonica, blues bent and ratchety. I began to shake. A gray-bearded man steadied me. 'That's all right,' he said. 'You can make it.' Stumbling forward, I wept at the vertex. The veteran offered a hug. 'That's right. Just don't forget them names on that wall.'"
Thompson pairs his reflection with a poem from Broken Gates by Ken McCullough, poet laureate of Winona, Minnesota.
McCullough, like Thompson, contrasts the pain of those who served in war with the pain of those who did not.
Decoration Day. My cousin still tends the graves and sets out flowers on Decoration Day at the Midway Baptist Church in the red dirt hilly country south of Vardaman, Mississippi. My father's stone, military issue, says Robert E. McCullough, December 25th, 1908, March 5th, 1972. World War II, Korea, Vietnam. He encouraged me and my two brothers to take different paths. My father didn't talk much, just drove it deeper inside. What he couldn't say is at the roots of everything."
A poem by Ken McCullough.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.